two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome home.
Yeah, welcome home.
Welcome home. Welcome to our home, which is KSL's unrivaled. Scott Mitchell, Alex Geary here. Michael Jordan owns a boat.
He does?
Yeah. And
well, he takes everything serious. He's like an intense fisherman, right?
Right. And so they have these tournaments. It's kind of a thing in North South Carolina along the southern part of the Atlantic seaboard in the United States. You know, Georgia, Florida. And it's really fun. I've actually, at one point in my life, was a little bit involved in it. And the tournaments.
What does that mean, involved?
Well,
you're involved in the boat?
A father-in-law of mine actually was one of those fishermen.
Ah.
And fun stuff. And they win a lot of money. I mean, it's like.
Sure.
The tournament that I think Michael Jordan's boat is in right now is like $1.4 million total prize money. I mean, it's a big deal.
Sure.
Outer Banks of North Carolina.
OBX.
Yeah.
Everybody says the Outer Banks is cool. I've only been to South Carolina and, like, done Hilton Head and all that stuff.
Well, that's...
Is it basically the same?
That's beautiful. That's where my daughter lives.
Hilton Head?
She's just north of Hilton Head.
Oh, my gosh.
Not very far.
She's
in Charleston.
We're going next
which
year
is,
again.
Which is... Charleston's amazing.
We're going there next year again.
Yeah.
Go to the Salty Dog Cafe there in Hilton Head and enjoy some seafood.
There's a lot of that out there. There's an ocean right out your front door.
What I like about it is because here's the deal. I hate to diss on California again, but here we go.
But let's do it.
The beaches in California are not nearly as good as the ones out east.
No, not even close.
Not close.
No.
And listen, I love my Pacific Northwest. But the water's cold and the beach is not really a thing. It's like mostly rock.
It's
beautiful. I love Puget Sound.
No, it's got its own romance.
But there's a thing about being able to like actually ride a bike on the beach because it's just packed down sand.
Right.
And the horseshoe crabs look like they're straight up out of like they're a dinosaur. You know, like when you see their little imprint there and the
right. These
things are messed up looking.
Yeah.
Anyway, that being said, I'm going next year, Hilton Head. I want to make you
jealous. Enjoy yourself.
I hope you do. Can I get that time off, by the way? I'll just
put it okay by me.
Like you're the vacation.
Hey, and by the way,
you know what?
We should give a shout out today.
To whom?
Nathan.
Oh,
Nathan Dowdle is a birthday boy.
Our boss.
Yes, happy birthday, Nate Dowdle.
Nate, we appreciate you. Love to see you again sometime. Here in the building. No, he's here in the building, but we're just here at different times. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Scott, it's that time of the night, of course, where we get to a weekend. What are the odds? Now, it's a simple game. I'll explain the rules after I hit the old button here. Let's do it.
What are the odds? You'll know exactly, more or less, what's going to happen. Probably. What are the odds?
All right. So here's the deal. So what are the odds? It's played like this. We give you a scenario. And you give us I'll give you one, Scott might give me one, whatever. But we go through and we say, all right, what are the odds that this thing will or will not happen? That's how what are the odds works. And extra bonus points, and frankly, it's become a requisite item of the program, to give a jersey number that goes along with the guess as well. Yeah. So,
and I like that twist on the game. I think it should become a permanent rule.
Yeah, no, I think so,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And the guests will come on and they'll go, oh, I don't really even know. I don't know a number seven. And you'll be like,
really?
Move on. Then get another gig, man.
You should not listen to sports radio if you don't know number seven.
Well, it's not just that. Just like, have you watched games before? Come on. All right, here we go.
That would be a fun game to start.
Just start throwing numbers
out.
You got like
so many seconds to say a name.
Yeah, so here's what we're going to do here. So I'll throw one out here. What are the odds? Now, we were just on the horn with Greg Wrubell, and at least the shift in momentum has gone from BYU not talking about really moving on from Independence because, you know, there hasn't been any movement on the Big 12.
Nobody wanted him in.
No one in the P5s are really inviting him. And
it's all about TV money.
That's right. And BYU kind of has this interesting niche where they're like, we're kind of okay in this spot. But I think that with the 12-team playoff, obviously it looks a lot better to go into even a Group of Five conference. So what are the odds that BYU joins a Group of Five conference so that they can have that better playoff access in the future, Scott?
I think it's, you know, the timing of the TV stuff happens probably when the timing of this playoff thing happens. I think it'll be super exciting. I think people go, why did we not do this sooner? And I clearly it does give BYU a chance to make the playoffs, no matter where they are, independent or a conference. So they may find that independence is pretty good, but I give it a better than 50% chance. I'll say a Mark Eden 53%.
Okay, that's a listen. Yeah. I like the the tie-in.
Paying homage to
obviously mentioned Jazz mentioned tonight.
Yes,
I'm going to go with a. Let me see here. Because I think it's a pretty high situation. I just don't know when. Oh my goodness. See, now I'm going to go with a bogey 44%.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because so you think it's less.
Yeah, and I mean it's still high. It's higher than, yeah. You know, but
it's
I just
not
think
quite
that
a 50-50.
I think what's going to happen is at some point you're relying on other schools. I don't think you just one-off join. I think going with a Boise State, going with an Air Force to like the AAC or something like that, then you're relying on other
people. Hold hands. Let's go together.
And I think it would
our
be
first
good.
Day of school.
Right.
Here.
I think it would be good there. I think it'd be good for that. But
they're going to have their name pinned on their shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we're BYU.
I was talking with somebody at BYU yesterday who remained nameless, but they were like, what about San Diego State going to the AAC too? So you basically have a coast-to-coast conference.
Whoa. Why don't they call it the coast-to-coast conference?
Listen, I'd be in.
I like that. You know, Coast to Coast was a hardware store.
Yeah, it was also that Ghost and Alien show on the radio. Remember
that George Norrie, man.
That was sponsored by,
you want to listen to something that just...
Listen, I worked in night radio my entire career.
Oh, it's so
good. I would drive
home
at night and I'd dive in on my midnight drives home.
I believed it by the time I got home.
I never believed it. I always thought it was funny was just George Norrie be like, so the alien, when he said that to you, what did you do? He's like so serious about it.
Yeah, he never shuts him down, that's for sure.
All right,
can I give you one?
Yes.
Let me give you an odd.
Yeah.
What are the odds? All right, this is really simple, straightforward. Yeah. What are the odds that the Jazz win tonight?
It's like so much movement in the direction of, and I'm not necessarily a believer in it, there's so much movement in it, and I mean it's just underway, but I'm gonna say it's Vegas puts it a pretty good odds, so I'm just gonna go that direction. I'm gonna go in Ilyasova 77% Ilyasova.
Yeah.
What was Kirilenko's number? Oh yeah, he was a 47. He was an AK.
Is a 40 AK 47?
Do you want to go that low? Or?
No. You know what I'm gonna go? Mark Eaton, 53%.
Oh, there you go. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. What are the odds that you or I, when we get home and watch the end of this thing?
See, I'm over this right now.
Oh, you're over.
Well, yeah.
What do you mean you're over?
Well, I'm over emotionally. I'm so spent emotionally.
You put your brain in.
I'm kind of indifferent.
I
right
know
now.
That because what happened was the other night, Jazz Nation was furious,
yes.
And it was like, I don't think I can overcome this. And now it's turned into that whatever that fifth stage of grieving was.
Right.
It's just like
indifference,
acceptance.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Acceptance. Yeah.
I got beat up today.
I haven't accepted it yet.
I got beat up today so bad. People saying you're so negative. You're just a pessimist over here. You don't want to give the Jazz a chance, so they don't have a chance. I'm saying they have a chance. The problem is I don't want them to have a chance in the Western Conference semifinals. I want to have a chance in the finals.
In the finals,
yes.
And that, the injury and just, thing is challenging.
That's
it just, it
the
just
problem.
Makes it really tough. All right, I'll give
what
you.
What are the odds that they, you or I break something tonight?
Okay, I'll give you my odds.
And not a chair, because we've been losing weight, so I think right. I think that those odds are a lot lower. Now.
I break a chair just sitting in it without being angry.
Getting mad.
I actually try to sit very nicely and it just still breaks. I tell you, that's something that's disappointing. When the chair breaks and you sit in it, it's like, I happened at my sister's house. I'm sorry I broke your chair.
Oh, back in...
No, actually in Tucson.
Oh, I was going to say, because it's the Netherlands, European chair.
Yeah.
I'll break that looking at it.
Right. All right, I'm going to give this Mark Eaton 53%.
Oh, I like it. Now, here's the thing is, I don't know... I don't do this kind of stuff. I don't do the reactionary break stuff. I might break my kid's heart and go, son, this team is never going to go to the finals. Right. You know, I might say something I regret about the Jazz. Yeah. So I won't actually break anything.
Say something
physical.
Out of anger.
Yeah, I will definitely hurt some feelings towards Jazz Nation.
I speak loudly too.
I'm gonna say it's a Rajah Bell 19%.
Oh. Yeah,
I threw a 19 on there for you, Scott. That's the end of this. I thought we had a lot more time, but we don't. All right, let's take the break. When we come back, Utah Warriors rugby had a chance to interview their coach and one of their players. If you're not familiar with what they're doing at Utah Warriors rugby, listen. We have a rich history in Utah of rugby, and we have national championships at BYU. We have national championships at the high school level, and now we have a major league team here in rugby, and you do not want to miss what's going on with them. They are having a fantastic season. We'll have a chat with their coach, one of their players next. Stay with us.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.